Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Macarena, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Phillips looks set for Sydney and Gareth's going stateside. It's Tuesday, 28th of June. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Vinicius Antaraja.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble.
I don't know what day it is. It's like I'm time between Christmas and New Year, and I'm not wearing any trousers.
None of the football's on. What are we going to do?
Don't worry, lads.
Cancel all of our subscriptions to television football.
We're going to talk about cricket, Vish.
Yeah.
Hey, happy with that? Vish is unbelievable. As soon as the football season finishes, oh, there he is with his mistress, cricket. Runs off.
Yeah.
And he's
ashes. Oh,
yeah. Look,
no,
Gareth,
not the ashes.
I don't know.
It's not. You know what? You know what? It's not even the ashes.
It's not
even the ashes.
It's one of the teams from
cricket.
Down there, isn't it?
Is it county cricket? Is it?
It was what? England versus New Zealand, man.
Yeah.
Okay. We put them to the bat.
It's methadone Australia.
Anyone else you'd like to insult?
Yeah,
can you do a Kiwi accent? Subtly different to the Australian
one.
Oh,
no, a little bit like this, but it sounds like one of those sea turtles from the cartoon, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Or basically,
and
pronounced.
It's a little bit South African at the end.
Yes. Do you want to hear
all
my sound?
All the cricket playing nations I can do. But wisely, I'm not going to do Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh.
What about Kenya?
Okay, they don't play Test cricket.
So. Oh, off the hook. Off
there you
the
go.
Hook.
Or Afghanistan, actually. I should throw that in there.
Yeah. That's for another time. For a Patreon episode.
I'm going to say the reason I've jumped over to cricket is if Gareth Southgate can't be bothered to beat Hungary,
I've
aligned myself with Brendan McCullum.
Since then, I've been on holiday and I forgot all about that. But here we are. Look, chaps.
Running off to Brian Lara like that. Brian Lara, cricket on the Amiga.
Back in. Right, chaps, we do have some football-y stuff to talk about because there are proposed moves that haven't been fully sealed yet, but we think that they're safe to talk about. This is the time where we start doing a whole big thing on such and such to this team.
And it breaks down.
And it breaks down.
Yeah. Fuck you, Qatar, for moving your World Cup to December. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think we can blame Qatar for transfers, but damn it all, we give it a go. Mm. But it does look like another one of Gareth Southgate's brave boys is going to be taken under Pep's wing at Manchester City. Calvin Phillips does look set to join them. And that's a big transfer, isn't it, Vish?
Yeah, I think so.
Much touted to for a move away from Leeds United. How many minutes he'll get next season at Man City will probably be akin to Jack Grealish, of course, taking him in.
Yeah, I think but I wouldn't be surprised if the initial reaction is similar to the reaction that Jack Grealish got in terms of he's not going to quite be as talismanic as he was at Leeds in the way that, you know, Grealish was at Villa. Because, you know, in a team like City, you have to share the talisman pie. You don't get
slice
to eat
it up into slices of talisman.
You don't get to eat it yourself.
No.
You just get what you're given. Mm-hmm. But the serious point behind that is, like, you know, he could do very well in that system, because if you think of all the attention De Bruyne gets, or like someone like Foden, or, you know, whoever else on the wing, he's going to find himself with a bit more space in midfield than he would get at Leeds, and a bit more time as well. He might be someone who's going to unlock passes from deeper. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's playing time though, isn't it? And also, would he enjoy playing right back is the question.
But when teams rock up to sort of defend, he's going to kind of, and like with one striker to kind of keep that person busy, he's going to take all of their attention. Mm. And he'll probably have a nice talk. He has that kind of power to kind of transition from deep into attack. So that's probably going to augment what players like Jack Grealish does. But then also, double pivots don't work in Pep side. So it's going to be an absolute fucking disaster.
Well, that is a point, actually. People have spoken about that double pivot. That will this give Pep Guardiola another potential tinker to think about, because you've obviously got Rodri, who's the main man there. Fernandinho has moved on. Rodri and Gundogan in that position haven't really quite worked. He could try out that double pivot, but as I say, like maybe with that side and the way they play, you're just best off with one. But Phillips going in there, I think this is good for England.
I knew you were going to say that.
And everyone knows I'm going to say that, and I am going to say that, and I've just said it. Because if you think about Calvin Phillips, you know, the Leeds fans won't thank me for saying this, but, you know, the standard of football that he's going to experience at Man City is going to be greater. And that's one of the things, having Guardiola and Klopp, particularly those two, managing in your league and developing English players, really, that helps the national team.
It does, yeah.
That helps the national team way more than anything the FA could probably come up with. Because that's just the reality of football, and that's the way it works in this country. So I
think you make it sound like when people go, you know, like when you studied French when you were younger, and you go and live with a French family.
Absolutely.
This feels a bit what this is like.
This is it, yeah. Go and live with Pep's footballing family. And you'll probably you'll be speaking fluent football soon. But it will be interesting how he's used, because Rodri is their main player in that position. Now, with Leeds, he does play in that sort of, some people call it like the quarterback role or whatever. For England, he's been deployed slightly differently, so it will be interesting. But he's quite versatile, as you were saying there as well, Pete. And some were saying that actually, this is, if he does play in that midfield, could we see Grealish play a bit more, because he'll free him up? And it's kind of like, yeah, but yeah. The accusations of Grealish on the pitch is that he doesn't sort of track back and blah 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 blah. Could this sort of free him up more? I think no, he'll still have to do his doggies for Pep and Co. But I mean, is it how do you see him playing in that side, Vish? Do you see him as trying to, well, not usurp Rodri, because I don't think that would happen, but is this kind of Pep's thinking longer term, or do you think that he could slot in there in a midfield with Rodri?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be with Rodri, because Rodri has to play basically every game, certainly every important game for City. He's like the designated adult, isn't it?
But could he be brought in to say when they're playing at home to poorer sides and so on?
Well, I would imagine that.
Because they play a lot of games every season.
They do. But I imagine that Klopp Pep has bought Phillips for now, not for the future. Mm. Because it doesn't quite tally. If you look at the experience Phillips has had, his age profile as well, the only thing that would say that he wouldn't get as much playing time would be the fact that he's come from Leeds United.
Yeah.
You know, a team who were battling relegation last year. But, you know, we go a year before that and he was, you know, starting in a, you know, international final.
Do you not think that, like, Pep's, because he's such a big fan of Bielsa, he's just trying to punish Leeds?
Do you not think he's
absolutely worse than that team?
I think he's going to turn up and he's going to go, so what's Bielsa like? What's it like to play under him?
What does he smell like?
You teach me. Yeah. Okay, Calvin's taking Phillips. Phillips is taking training today.
He's like Bielsa's his cat.
Yeah.
And he just had a load of babies, but he's had to leave them.
I think that's what it is.
And he got sacked, and so Pep's going there under the floorboard, rescuing the babies.
No, you're not playing today. You're going to sit on the bench and talk to me about Bielsa. What would he do? What am I doing wrong? The bucket.
Drink this milk and tell me about it. Did he ever mention me?
Should I get a bucket?
Leeds are fucked, aren't they?
Rafinha.
Sorry, lads, Leeds are fucked.
Yeah, we didn't really.
Rafinha's out, Calvin Phillips out.
But I think like Rafinha, I think they would have probably thought, you know what, you basically kept us up. You've done your job. He was always going to go somewhere bigger. That's fine. But with Phillips, because he's got such a connection with the area, and as people said, he's almost like a fan on the pitch and stuff. I think that would hurt more.
I was in Leeds for this last test match that England played, and the mural of Calvin Phillips, you can see it from all across the town.
Yeah.
It's that big. And I just thought, like, right, they're going to...
Trash it.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously there'll be some people who will do so because they'll think the transfer is a slight on them. But it really articulates the impact he's had.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
They shouldn't have painted that mural on the side of the cathedral. Though. That was just too big.
That was disrespectful. Too big. I thought. Yeah, indeed. but we mentioned Jack Grealish earlier there. I mean, and you said we were talking about the similar sort of impact and minutes he may play. Will Calvin Phillips be front and centre for the title celebrations come the end of the season, like old Jackie G was?
Look, they know each other, drinking partners. It works. It works for
He's
me.
A different type of figure.
Different kind of
you
figure.
You see, yeah. Grealish has been enjoying himself at Harry Maguire's wedding.
Yeah.
In France. That's
nice. In his pants.
He was, yeah.
Tighty whities.
There was a French article that said Jack Grealish brought all his elegance to the Burgundian castle where Maguire got married. What a sentence that
jealous.
Is.
Yeah, Burgundy Castle, I always think of quite trashy, but thank God Jack Grealish was there.
Nice for Maguire to have,
happy day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Not even Uvish could spoil it for him. Go on.
What would he, like, yeah, it's a nice day. I don't think anyone should, like, be like, oh, I saw some people, like, making jokes about his wedding.
Naughty.
Be like, oh, did he sly tackle his bride? It's like,
that's so rubbish. That's so rubbish. Yeah. Did he slide tackle his bride?
Oh, but he lost his marker. So how? What would he have done then? Yeah,
he got a yellow cut. What doesn't?
It
work.
Would have been quite funny if he was out of the position. He was on the other side of the
that would have
church.
Been, that would have been.
It didn't matter, but he wasn't. And I hope he had a lovely time.
Indeed. Yeah. And he got on the score sheet.
Do you think when his new new wife threw the bouquet, he ran and headed it out?
I think so. Yeah, shepherded it away. Well, of course, leaving Manchester City, Gabriel Jesus has agreed personal terms with Arsenal after they've settled on a fee around £45 million. Arsenal's fourth signing of this summer. Oh, they mean business, don't they, Pete Donaldson?
Arsenal cannot be trusted with goal scorers.
No. Now, you think he's going to be a big old floppity flop?
I'm struggling to pet myself up enough to care.
Right.
But yes. Yeah. But yes, I don't
think
it's
going to be July, is it? We're still in June. Pre-season friendlies away.
I've not had my time on the beach yet.
Yeah, you use all your time during the season, though.
I know. Never mind.
You're like Neymar.
Vish thinks that he's going to be a bloody success, though.
Yeah, Vish, you're
Let's have a spirited
this.
Debate about it for the clicks.
What say you, Pete?
Yeah. No, but like Vish, right? You think he's going to be an absolute hero?
And look what happened to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say to that.
Well, Gunnosaurus, okay, is there.
I'm not in the top 10%.
But go on then, Gabriel Jesus at Arsenal. You think he's going to be? You think he's going to be up there with Thierry Henry and Ian Wright in his sort of legacy at Arsenal?
I think there'll be a point halfway during the season where Arsenal fans will be taking a chisel to all the statues outside the Emirates and they'll put them in a big cauldron and melt them down and then...
And one mighty one.
One mighty one of Gabriel Jesus. and I believe that. Right. I also think kids will be kind of reappropriating those Mickey Mouse ears on their heads and then pulling them slightly wider so they can get Gabriel Jesus' ears.
Oh, that's naughty.
That's not naughty. He's a very sweet looking man.
That's earist.
Sweet.
Go on then.
You think
he's going to be a hit there?
I think it will go well. I think if you look at the way they play and if you look at certainly how he was when he started at Man City when he was getting bit part minutes in place of Aguero and he seemed really exciting and I think... Just because of a lack of playing time playing at a club like Man City, he stagnated a bit.
But that was a while ago. You've mentioned Aguero.
Well, no, he was a while ago. But if you think of the role he then had to adopt in terms of he was playing a bit more out wide, predominantly on the right wing, I think he did it valiantly. I just didn't think it's what he wants to do. Well, and I think that's why he's gone to Arsenal. Because I think, you know, other clubs were into him. And I think it sounds like Arsenal were able to promise him, like, you're going to go through the middle for us because we have everyone else out wide.
Sure, but I think there could be a potential problem there. I'm going on the Right Honourable Tim Vickery for this because he spoke about, actually, is he the right man for Arsenal? Because playing in that central role hasn't suited him for a little while. For Brazil, he was put up front, and I think in the World Cup in Russia, they say it was a bit of a disaster for Jesus. Mm. You know, he didn't perform. And people had high hopes for him. And he's lost a bit of confidence in that position as that kind of number nine. Mm. And to the point of, I think Cheech said to him, you know, like, where do you want to play? Do you want to play in the centre or out wide? And he went, oh, you know, I'm okay. I'm not fussed. And it's kind of like, no, no, no. That shows you that you're kind of wanting someone to make that decision for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And he has gone sort of out wide. Now, I know where the way Manchester City play, obviously they don't play with a traditional nine.
Also, you get more space at Arsenal, playing for Arsenal, don't you?
But it'd be interesting how Arteta uses him, because I think if he plays in that central role, they've got a bit of work to do. Not, you know, first port will call, getting his confidence up. Goals to minutes and all that, and shooting stats and all the rest of it. Not brilliant, but okay. I think, you know, he's a lively player, and he certainly has a goal threat.
Do you not look at him and think there is a dam that can be burst here?
I hope so.
And also, you know, you mentioned Arteta. Him and Arteta were thick as thieves, you know, when he was at Man City. And I suppose it's a bit like, you know, being mates with a teacher. If you don't play as much, if you're around on the training ground a bit more, then you're going to be a bit more familiar with coaches. But, from what I've read, it sounds like Arteta was quite a big influence on him while Arteta was at City.
Yeah.
And is also, you know, a reason why he's moved over.
And I think that bodes well.
Yeah. And also someone who understands you as well.
He understands the player.
Maybe he needs to stop drinking that. I think it's a banana and oat smoothie before every match. That his mum insists on. It's like a miracle cure for everything.
Oh.
And he has that before the match. But I just thought, just getting the oats.
Full of Greek.
Just heavy.
Greek yogurt.
Honey.
How soon before the match?
Yeah, exactly.
That maybe is the problem.
If you're on the touchline going, whoa.
You're in the tunnel and he's chugging it. No.
It's like in the American Office when Michael Scott is about to do a 10K run and he carbo loads at the start.
Yeah.
It's like a Chini Alfredo. Yeah.
Oh, stitches all over your body. Yeah. So maybe they need to have a look at that. I do agree. Eddie Nketiah renewed his contract 10 days ago.
This is my time to shine. I'll put pen to paper.
Well, Eddie is perhaps more of a traditional centre forward than old Jesus is now. So, who knows what they could do? A sort of a dynamic front three.
That's also an option.
As we often talk, Paul Merson wasn't happy about this, and he said of Nketiah, he wouldn't start for Fulham. Well, no, he wouldn't, because we've got Mitrovic in there, Paul.
He wouldn't start for Real Madrid.
I mean, that's a silly thing.
He wouldn't
start
for the White Stripes. Wouldn't need him.
I mean, it's a silly thing for Paul Merson to say, but not the first silly thing he said. God bless him.
Put it on the pile.
Well, Jesus, I'm very intrigued to see what he can do for Arsenal. Speaking of Brazilians, Ronaldinho.
There we go.
It's June, Peter.
It is June.
He played on Sunday in Indonesia in the first of what was supposed to be two tournament matches between teams from Indonesia's top flight. The tournament was dubbed the Ronaldinho Trophy, so it seemed appropriate to get him in.
Yeah.
I suppose you name it and you call it out, and the goods will follow.
Build it and he will come.
Absolutely right. He played for a team called Rans, and each of the three teams played a 30-minute match against one another on Sunday. Now, the way the article said, they only played 30 minutes. I thought they really are trying to accommodate the great man, aren't they?
But were they originally going to play 30 minutes, or at 30 minutes did he say, you know what, it's my trophy. Let's stop now.
Yeah, I'm making the rules.
It's just for Trofeo Ronaldinho. You eventually get to an Indonesian video site that has the footage of the first match.
Yep.
Obviously, he didn't play in the subsequent ones because he was knackered.
Well, he was meant to play 15 minutes in the first one,
right,
and 15 minutes in the second one, but they sort of balls it up.
I was looking at that and going, I've seen him play futsal and he's very tasty lately, I mean, that pitch is too big for him. He got given the ball, first thing he did, just give it away. Just because he's just knackered already.
Well, he's a very generous man, as we know. That's part of his downfall.
Also, he is 42.
Yeah, and the weather in Indonesia is like high 30s.
I know. What are they expecting from him? Apparently, he mostly jogged and provided feedback. The second bit is particularly enjoyable.
I'm not going to play, I'm going to consult.
Like a goalkeeper.
Oh dear. But sadly though, he didn't take part in the penalty shootout when it finished 0-0.
Yeah. Which is a bit, put one away, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a bit disappointing.
That's like the fun bit.
I know. Sort of back heel one or something. I don't know. The club owner though of Rans explained that Ronaldinho said he was tired and that I'm afraid that if I get injured, the insurance will be expensive.
That should be factored in. He's playing football, for crying out loud.
I know, you've got to think of it. But as I say, 42. He still can do it on a hot day in Indonesia. Well, in
a way.
Yeah, well, he certainly can tell you about the experience and give you feedback. Mm. Gentlemen, let's go back to the real world of football. A transfer that has happened is Sadio Mane to Bayern Munich, of course. It's not a new one. This has been done for a little while now. But £35 million. Klopp described him as one of Liverpool's greatest ever players. Which I think, certainly in the modern era, but I think
that's an incredibly important goal.
You think about the time that Klopp and Mane himself have had at Liverpool, I think that's fair to say. But Mane revealed that he had no doubt in his mind about joining Bayern right from the start. And I think that's probably because if you think about the shift that you have to put in for Liverpool, and Klopp's Liverpool particularly, and all the games they play, you know, fighting on four trophy fronts last season, went all the way to the wire. You know, they were two games away from winning a quadruple. I don't blame him for going, even though he has, you know, an engine on him which is up there with the best ever, probably, and very talented footballer, this we know. I think he probably thought, you know, I've earned the right to win a title at a canter. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's still going to be very hard work, but, you know,
winning the Bundesliga with him in the side? No, it isn't. They're going to have it wrapped up by February.
Imagine if you're a fullback going to bed and thinking, I wonder if I'm going to be facing Leroy Sané or Sadio Mane tomorrow.
Yeah. It's not great, is it?
No. But like, this is a money move for him, isn't it, though? Kind of like, he's got bigger responsibilities than you or I have. He's got fucking a whole town to fucking look after. Like, he's not feathering his own nest. He's literally feathering a fucking town. So, like, it's, you know, good on him.
Well, he is incredibly charitable, isn't he? As we know, anyone can read about that. But yeah, I mean, I have sort of painted it as going to Bayern at the age of, what, 30 or whatever it is, as a retirement move. Obviously, it's a little bit more. But, you know, he's
put out to pasture at one of the most historic teams in modern football.
But he goes to Bayern, though, and they could win the Champions League next season. You know, he is going to an elite club. And I think that people, yes, I do genuinely believe that he will win a league title next season and not try nearly as hard.
Sticking your neck out.
Yeah, no. But as in not have to try nearly as hard as he would do for Liverpool if they're trying to, again, usurp Manchester City as the champions of England. But talking of trebles and quadruples and all the rest of it, you know, against Bayern, they will be fighting on all fronts. And the Champions League, very much so.
A team like Bayern only have so many players that they can buy that improves their chances of winning the Champions League.
Totally, you're absolutely right.
And
he is
one of them.
He's definitely one of them.
Yeah, all spot. And of course, he's played in. He knows the country.
He knows the country.
The big news was, of course, that former Liverpool forward Dean Saunders said that Mane will ruin his best years as a footballer before signing Bayern, and that he could play in third gear with a cigar sitting in an armchair, which, you know, is much further than
you
what
can't.
I was
suggesting. You can't. Ronaldinho tried that and he only lasts 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, Dean thinks he can drink a can of Skull in an Audi car, so, you know, what he thinks someone can do. Don't do car analogies, Dean. People remember the footage of you in the police station.
I hadn't remembered. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. He also thought that Manchester United should sign Jermaine Defoe when Defoe was 34, if you remember that. But Dortmund CEO Hans-Joachim Watzke said on Sunday, there are always some arrogant idiots like this one.
Up and a go.
Pointing to him in his cell.
While he's walking around the station. But I think, I can't remember if it was Joachim himself or somebody else said, well, I'm interested you're saying this. There was not one Premier League winner of a European trophy last season. I thought to myself, oh, so you're counting Eintracht Frankfurt as your trump card here. For the Europa League. Interesting take there. Mane, he's going to go to Bayern. He's going to have a lovely old time. I think we can all agree there. Talking of now former Liverpool forwards, of course, Luis Suarez. He's reportedly on the verge of joining River Plate. Come on, lovely old job. All for that, everybody.
When I think of Luis Suarez, I always think of someone who, you know, has this fire that is exacerbated by situations, which is why he's such an incredible player to watch. Uh-huh. He might explode and go into space during the Super Clásico.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine he might get into the stands and start, you know, trying to volley all the rocks they usually throw on.
Imagine
onto
him
the pitch.
In the Super Clásico.
What's genuinely what's going to happen?
At La Bombonera. What's he going to do?
He's going to start climbing up the walls.
Yeah. It's going to be glorious.
Like an evil Spider Man.
Well, it hasn't happened.
Venom. Sorry.
Any more? Doctor Strange.
That's it. No,
evil Spider Man. Venom. Was that your Venom talking?
It's Venom. Show me some respect.
Did you see that picture of Leo Messi asleep in Suarez's house?
No.
And like and on Luis Suarez's Instagram. Oh. And he wrote in Spanish, "Are you tired, daddy?" It's just so kinky. "Are you tired, daddy?"
I thought he's taking a photo, and in like the you know the foreground, you can see like just the edge of a pillow in Suarez's hands.
How would they unveil him at River Plate? Would he be like, I don't know, like just eating lots of Argentinian meat, maybe like chomping away.
But like,
I don't know.
Maybe you started that. You were hoping for a bit of help. We didn't help you, Mark. Yeah.
Well,
Sorry.
Do you know what? I was thinking of.
You're looking for something kooky. You've come to the wrong place.
I was thinking of like,
serious journalists have some fucking respect. Yeah. He's cricket and football. We're the dream team. Yeah.
You are. Yeah. I was thinking of Kevin Prince Boateng being unveiled by Herter when he was like, you know, making a kebab.
Yeah, atrocious technique on the elephant's leg. He was just kind of
Was he trying to put people off? Was like, oh, I don't know how they do this. I've never had a kebab in my life.
Drink Coca-Cola.
By the way, speaking of announcements and all that, there was a side in Mexico who unveiled their new kit at the weekend, but didn't notice when it was all being unveiled that a penis was drawn on the wall behind one of the models.
It's solid. It's solid stuff. I like it. Good.
Solid stuff.
Solid stuff.
Yeah, lovely. All right, everybody, let's have a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Otra vez, dale, 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 bien, bien, good, 1-0, dale, Victor, come on, Gonzalo, bien, bien, Pizarro, good, good.
I like this kind of work.
Yeah, looks good.
I like it.
Good, welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. It's now time for emails.
If you've got something for us, show us footballramble.com.
Ooh. An email from Christian. I'm not here to bring anything constructive to the pod.
No.
Join the queue. Just here to show you this image taken by Norwegian football commentator and podcaster Alexander Schaar. Yes, that is a triple CD of Sven's favourite classical works. It's called Classica Favorita. I'm not sure if they're songs or recordings he's made in his own private time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. If you walked into his house and you heard some of that playing, you'd be like, oh no, I'm next.
I'm next.
Look at him though. That is, to me, that is classic Sven. That is when he looked his best on that. gorgeous bastard. Look
I'm
at him.
I'm fairly certain that's the same picture they use in one like Sven football manager games. Or
yeah,
something.
Yes.
I, that looks like the same picture.
The thing is, though, that's like the youngest we think of him, and yet he's nearly all bald, and he's probably, I don't know how old he is
37.
There. Yeah. 37. No, but he's always looked like 60, hasn't
he? Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I like the fact that they've got his signature on the front as well, because I think they have it on a football game. Yes. Imagine the number of alimony checks.
Got a message from Peter Wirsch. I would say that Wirsch.
I think we'll go with that.
Wirsch.
Peter, email in and let us know how to say
that. Greetings. Greetings from the Colorado Rocky Mountains, lovely part of the world. As a resident of the city of Denver, Colorado, lovely city, I looked forward immensely to the announcement of the 2026 World Cup North American Horse Cities this past week, and cannot describe the disappointment I felt when the Mile High City was passed over. The sting was worsened after reading the FIFA's reasoning for rejecting the bid, which included citing the city's altitude as a reason why the city's bid was uncompetitive. It is 1,673 metres. Keen observers will note that the Estadio Azteca sits at 2,200 metres above sea level and will be hosting games in 2026. Indignity abounds. US horse cities for 2026 include New York at the MetLife, Los Angeles at the SoFi Stadium.
You're going to go through all these, are you?
Dallas, San Fran, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Missouri, and Boston.
Yeah, none of
where's
the...
Where's the Rose Bowl? What was the one in... was that in Los Angeles?
Rose Bowl, Rose Bowl, yeah. Well, Pasadena. None of the US venues from the 1994 World Cup will be reused.
Yeah, because Diana Ross fucked them all, didn't
she? Did. The funny thing is, I went to the Rose Bowl.
She had a bad weekend, didn't she? Lord.
Was she not very good?
She's in shunt. And I think her
stick to the platy tubes. Platy tubes, you can get away with it there. Tubes. Glasgow, you're going to get found out.
Yeah. Sadio Mane in Bayern. Yeah. That's your platy
tubes.
There
you go.
Yeah. All right.
You should have gone to the Allianz Arena, not the Pyramid Stage.
That's right. Yeah, the Rose Bowl. I went there for a pre-season friendly between LA Galaxy and Manchester United. Waste of a weekend. No, I was over there, and it's funny. Like it's like a
they do like vintage. Kind of shops like just do come buy my vintage stuff there now.
Oh, is that right? I had to go
come get a gun.
Come get
everything we like. Get tooled up there, you know. But I did think to myself, this is a bit sort of lowbrow for a World Cup final stadium. It's a bit like a glorified college football stadium,
right?
Kind of thing. So that's what they've learned. They've built the most expensive stadium in the world nearby, which is the. Was it the SoFi? Has that?
Yeah.
SoFi. That's just making we all sing and all dance. Is that host? I think that's hosting the final.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed the Azteca for old reasons, for historical reasons, wasn't hosting the final. But then, as it's above that much above sea level, then maybe it's probably quite a good thing.
Yeah. There's a video of the SoFi Stadium before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was by this GQ journalist called Tyler R. Tynes. And he basically speaks to the guy who's the brains behind it all, who's like authorized everything. And he's talking about, well, you know, the thing is, you know, having a stadium like this area and building up the area, we're just going to bring, you know, it's going to, you know, the community's going to thrive. And Tyler goes, you mean gentrification? It's like, no. That's exactly what we don't want. We're just going to get higher income families in. Brilliant. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Sing about Inglewood now, Dr. Dre. We've got a pret-a-manger.
Oh, bloody hell.
By the way, the Philadelphia Stadium, if anyone is going to the US, is stunning and will do a brilliant job.
Oh,
I've been to the SoFi Stadium. It arrived at halftime because the traffic was terrible, and then policeman said hello because he listened to the ramble.
He did. Yeah, was that the SoFi?
Yeah.
Was it really?
And American cops get a bad rep.
I know, eh?
Yeah.
All you got to be is Pete Donaldson. Yeah, you're golden. But the Azteca Stadium will be the first stadium to host three men's World Cups, though, because they obviously they will play games there, but they're not going to host the final. Of course, Canada have got a couple. Bless them. Toronto and Vancouver.
That's literally like, what have we heard of in Canada? Yeah. Toronto and Vancouver, whatever.
Yeah, the nearest ones to the US, that's fine.
where was Due South filmed?
Do you remember when in the Euros, when people said it, when Poland and Ukraine shared the Euros? Seems a long time ago now, of course, but they said, oh, they're two quite big countries, a lot of distance to travel and all the rest of it. Canada, US and Mexico.
even just within the US.
I was going to say, like, I appreciate the Canadian ones are close to the Canadian border, but it's going from Qatar.
Yeah.
Where everything's like...
They do planes right, though, out there, though, don't they? Yeah. As best they can.
No, I understand that you will be able to do it, but it's a slog, man. That's what I'm going to say.
It's a slog, man.
It'll be different. And we're also...
He plays baseball.
He plays cricket, actually. Vish does love a slog, man. But yes, it'll be very different to Qatar for many, 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 many reasons.
Many, many.
One of them will be the travel.
Police Academy.
Yeah, yeah. Some similarities, but broadly different.
Come get your World Cups here. So there we are. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Staying in America, though, Major League Soccer. Los Angeles Football Club have signed Gareth Bale on a year-long contract. A year. Do they know that the World Cup's less than a year away? When he will announce his retirement after it.
I love the next bit is he has the option to extend for a further 18 months. The bit that should be in bold and underlined there is he has the option.
Yes, absolutely right. I forget the chap's name who was dealing with this, for the LAFC guy. But it was just that he was like, no, but Gareth understands it. He's central to our plans. We're looking for a long-term thing. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, good luck to you. Because I can't see this going the distance. Because basically the MLS season obviously will finish nicely in time for the World Cup. And Bale's played a blinder here, hasn't he? All that talk about Cardiff City. I mean, you know, and every quote that was surrounded by this was reinforcing the fact that money is not a motivating fact. Well, we know that because of all the money he made at Madrid. And there are no bank accounts big enough to fit all his cash in now. But he is going there. He's not going as a... what would you call it in MLS?
A marquee player.
As a designated player, yeah. Or whatever they say. He is actually, there's a different type of contract. I don't
designated
know.
Designated survivor.
Yeah, exactly. He's just jobbing winger, I think, is what the contract is. But Vincent Tan, Cardiff City owner, he's still there, said that Bale did want to play for him, but LA was too attractive. Which, does that make it worse?
That's kind of LA's thing, isn't it? Being too attractive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he saw the brochure and he was a bit like, yeah, this does seem pretty tasty.
You had
it?
Me at LA. Drop the FC bit.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing about this is the MLS is very hard.
Well,
let me do that again. MLS is very hard.
That's better. Yeah.
Because, you know, not just the conditions they play in, but the travel as well. It's really full on.
Physically demanding league in a number of ways, but on the pitch as well.
You still have the thing where they have to sort of fly commercial, isn't it? Am I right?
EasyJet. They've got to take EasyJet.
Is he not allowed for private jets and stuff?
United Airlines.
No, I think you might be right there.
Because that's why Gerard hated it.
Yes, because he's a private jet guy. But yeah, Gerard. Well, but Gerard apparently didn't take to it as much as people thought he might. You know, people often talk about this as a kind of a retirement move, which, you know, because when Bale plays, I mean, obviously not one for tracking back per se, but he's a very tenacious and very... powerful player when he kind of wants to be, so we should see
again, like the 18-month thing.
Yeah, if he wants,
when he wants,
he's got the option to be powerful.
Yeah. London, Madrid, Los Angeles, it's not bad, is it?
No,
it's
not too shabby.
Three for three big moves.
Yeah, well, Vincent Tan did
Southampton though.
Yeah,
you got to do your time.
He's done his time. Yeah.
Vincent Tan does think that maybe in a year's time they could get him, because he said maybe Gareth by then will probably want to come back and come home and serve his country, serve Cardiff, his hometown. As soon as Gareth Bale enters a room, like, everyone just sort of loses their mind. Like, they've forgotten what happened at Madrid. Like, to spend an awful lot of money. I understand it to a point, but as you say, Vish, it is all on his terms.
Also, service.
Do I have to show you the picture, Marcus?
There's the belt.
Do I have to show you the picture?
There's Vincent Tan.
The man's an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
He wears trousers like that.
Yeah.
Well, why does he bother wearing a shirt?
I don't know. We're all influenced by Simon Cowell in some way
or
another.
True.
Yeah.
Your hair for once.
The hair?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Oh, I see.
Oh, right. The gloves are off, are they?
Sorry, Vish.
You signing...
I jumped in
signing...
by showing you a picture of Vincent Tan.
Yeah, you signing below par pop acts as well. You've been influenced by him. Oh, dear. But LA are currently top of the Western Conference. And Gareth Bale, you know, that Real Madrid, he's used to success. He's a winner.
Similar shirt.
So he fit in there.
Play as much... part in them, you know, winning the Western Conference and then maybe winning the whole thing.
As Real Madrid winning the Champions League this season.
Exactly. That's another one I've got. That's mine.
Holding up the fingers, one. Starts seeming to go on. Oh, dear. Meanwhile, though, over in the east of the United States, Phil Neville's Inter Miami are quietly working their way up the table after three wins in their last four and a last-minute 2-1 win over Minnesota, eh?
How about that?
I thought you were going to do a Minnesota accent. Minnesota, eh?
Do they do the A? You think in Canada? They're not that north.
No, they're quite similar, aren't they?
Yeah. Very similar, the accents.
Fargo. Is it Fargo, Minnesota?
I don't know. This is all news to me, other than Inter Miami, because I do keep up with them.
You do care about Inter Miami.
Big fan, me. Big fan. Yeah. Did you see that little bit of play the other day? Some people tweeted
it to me.
When someone took a throw-in off the guy's back. Lovely bit of play. You know the old Ronaldinho back pass? Inter Miami deploying such things.
Deploying!
Giggs and Scholes used to do that.
They did.
That manager has never deployed anything in his fucking life.
Yeah. Well, Indiana Vasilev.
Well, he did once on a beach.
I was going to say, a good old tug of war. Indiana Vasilev scored a brace in that game against Minnesota. And apparently Phil Neville said, I pulled him aside.
Careful. Steady. Pulled him aside.
I pulled him aside before the game.
Wow. I'd like to go back to Aston Villa, please, if you would.
And the one thing I said to him is that your goals will come. Just compose yourself a little bit more.
Absolutely.
What is?
Yeah. Make sure you do it when the tide comes in.
Let's wash it all away with some goals.
And they don't allow dogs on beaches. He's allowed to do that. Unbelievable.
They don't allow dogs on beaches.
Not where I am. It's very upsetting.
Why?
They have designated beaches. You know, like
dogs run on beaches, though.
People can't be trusted.
You do have designated, like you have designated nudie beaches. You have designated dog beaches.
They're always nude.
Usually. Yeah. Some people put jackets on them. I don't like it.
Not by the beach.
Yeah, I'd like a nude dog.
Let a dog breathe.
Exactly. Cristiano Ronaldo has snubbed David Beckham and Inter Miami in favour of staying at Manchester United for another season. I think that's actually a poor move. I think under Phil.
What a sentence.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Unbelievable. Apparently they're trying to sign Arturo Vidal while he's on holiday, though, which would be a hell of a signing.
What, is it like steal his passport so he can't go home?
Yeah.
You're stuck here.
Yeah, very, very, very true indeed. So there we are. Gentlemen, should we go back to the Premier League and talk about Newcastle United for a bit, Peter?
Champions League bothers Newcastle United?
Bothers. not bothered. Yeah, they continue their Burnley plunder by signing Nick Pope. Of course, they got him last week. I did quite like the announcement on the Newcastle United Twitter feed, sharing an animation with the sort of the white smoke coming up from the stadium.
Yes.
That's obviously what they do when the new Pope comes in and Nick Pope himself on Twitter said, "Hi, Nick Pope here. Delighted to sign for your football club. Looking forward to getting started. See you soon."
He's done that. He's wearing a green screen top.
This is definitely me.
He had options, didn't he? He didn't know which one to take. He's now gone on holiday. He left it pretty general. Yeah. So just insert there.
It's an interesting signing. I think he's obviously a very, very talented and busy goalkeeper. He gets criticised. He can't deliver a ball. But, I mean, what's he ever been able to do at Burnley? In the times he's played for England, he's had nothing to do, really.
England international, that is the key part, everybody.
And Dubravka gets injured a fair bit, so not bad.
Not bad.
Chris Wood was knocking down the vampire. Pope is the stake in the heart, isn't it? We're not going to see Burnley again, are we?
Yeah. Well, maybe, though, you say about his delivery. I mean, you're just saying that he just likes to pump the ball up the pitch. Mm. Well, that's probably why they got him in, to link up with Chris Wood.
Exactly, yeah.
Why bother with all that passing? Go straight for the jugular.
Chris is looking a bit lonely. He's found one of his friends.
Don't worry, Chris. The ball's coming any moment now. Well, elsewhere, of course, the Saudi-inspired kit proved to be true. It was announced this morning that the Newcastle United, is it the third kit? Was it the away kit or the third kit?
I think it's the third kit, the green and white Saudi kit.
Yes, it is.
It's the third kit and it's the main kit.
Yeah, it will be. Also, the sponsor is noon.com, which is quite good. I thought, noon, toon. Clever stuff there. And then it's a Middle Eastern online shopping site. It's a sleeve sponsor, I should say. Right. And it's part owned by PIF.
Right, okay.
So I thought, right.
That's going to happen more and more, isn't
it? Yeah. Amazing it's just on the sleeve. When is it going to make its way onto the stadium?
I'm a Noom.com guy.
Yeah, no, you do all your online shopping there.
No, Noom.
Noom.
It helps you with to lose weight.
Oh, right. So, okay.
It's a psychology-based approach.
I see.
No food's off limits, guys. You will have heard me in the advert. If you listen back to the show at any point, Marcus.
Ooh. I do. I hate hearing you not talking about football, so I'll skip those bits.
But they announced noon With because everyone thought it was going to be the Sven Botman, which I think was Sven's nickname in the 90s.
Nope.
Sven Botman's his announcement, but they announced this shirt sponsor instead.
Right.
It sounds like a lot of like Newcastle United's business being stymied by the fact that everyone has you got a lot of fucking money, and it's just kind of pushing up the prices for everyone else, and it's doing a lot of business for everyone apart from Newcastle, really.
Yeah,
and every agent wants a big fucking slice.
Modern football, eh?
I love it.
Yeah, do you love it?
No. Ramon Vega got very upset about Botman going to Newcastle.
How did he?
He said money talks. Went for the money.
Yeah, what was money? We talk to me. Oh dear.
I hate the way Newcastle have changed football because it was so pure before.
It was. It certainly was.
Vega just hacked up a car.
Oh yeah, Street Fighter 2, yeah, okay. And you have a go at me for old references.
As soon as you said hack there, I was like, hold on.
Yeah. Here's another old reference for you, Andy Carroll.
Good.
Apparently Club Bruges turned down signing Big Andy last week.
The Dal Zim of you. of football.
they turned it down because Club Bruges, I thought we were going to maybe see Andy in the Champions League.
That would have been a lot of fun.
I thought we were going to see a remake of In Bruges.
Yes. But would he play?
Fucking inanimate object.
Well, it's because his physical and mental tests were considered to be too insufficient.
Right.
Now, the physical one I get, mental test, was that what? Basic arithmetic?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Test. What do you say?
I mean,
yeah.
Kevin
Steve Bruce. His blood is MD2020, so that's why it broke all the machines.
It's a shame because he jetted to Belgium from his honeymoon in Mexico.
Yeah.
Only to be turned down.
He was getting trouble for sleeping, like ruining a hotel room.
I was going to say, talking of
money recently.
Turning down things.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff,
it's
everybody.
It's solid stuff.
So it's a shame.
Would he have had to pack a different change of clothes?
I don't know.
To Belgium. I suppose it's still warm, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
I didn't bring my coat.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably similar climate.
I'm still thinking of In Bruges and it's cold when they film that.
Yeah, okay. Stop thinking of In Bruges.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need to for the next bit, okay?
I think Lukey's in Bruges at the moment.
Don't tell everybody.
Don't tell everybody.
Crying out loud. Blimey O'Reilly.
He goes on a stroopwafel retreat and he lies down and they cover him in stroopwafels.
He has enough of locals wanting selfies and all the rest.
apparently he likes pissing in the canal.
Is that right? don't we all this, you know, in sometimes?
From the top of the cathedral.
He pushed a man in the canal like that man from Eggheads.
Right, enough of the nonsense. Let's get back to serious matters. It was announced last week that Kevin Keegan will host a North East Question of Sport fundraiser.
Absolutely no need for this to be in here. You've went with Newcastle and it's like the here comes a choo-choo train, getting the kid to open its mouth and just forcing it into the Ramble listeners' orifices.
Yeah, it's a North East Question of Sport fundraiser. Nice idea. Keegan, obviously a man of the North East. It's being hosted in Sunderland at the Stadium of Light.
It's unhelpful, isn't it?
What could go wrong?
What could go right for Newcastle?
It's for children's charity Kids Out.
Kids Out.
God.
To raise
Patel.
It's to raise awareness and financial support for disadvantaged kids in the region.
Good
so
on
it's a
him.
Very worthy cause. Perhaps they could have named the charity something different, but there we are. We all know it now. And who better to help raise some money for people than the often disadvantaged Kevin Keegan?
That is a lovely thing, though.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Good on him.
They could call it the Kids Management Industry Awards.
Yeah. Well, how will he be? Will he get a nice reception if he goes to Sunderland?
It's not full of fans, is it?
No, but just generally, like,
well,
I don't think there'll be many Black Cat Ultras at the event kicking off.
Just don't stop in a lay-by around the stadium.
I think there'll be some gentle joshing, a little bit of booing. And just a little wave.
He'll say something like, "That's the best reception I've had."
Yeah.
As he'll say it, the feedback on the microphone will get really loud, and no one will hear him.
And then electrocution. Then he'll be electrocuted.
I said, "It's the best reception I've had."
He's raising money for disadvantaged kids, and this
is how we're acting towards him.
We're not saying anything. We're just suggesting what may or may not happen. We just hope that the remember that lad who did a jobby in the Stadium of Light.
Is he gonna... That's right. Yeah,
yeah. He might be there.
Keegan might be there. Maybe Keegan will step in it. Who knows?
He should be in the Meat Awards. Might bug him up a bit.
A, you didn't think they identified the bug and banned him or cleaned up his mess. And Keegan would step in it. He might still be there. Keegan might step in it. That's what you said. But about raising money for charity.
Oh.
Disadvantaged kids.
My summer as well. Right then, we're continuing with our summer schedule, everybody. So we'll be back with another ramble this Saturday. In the meantime, there's an On the Continent transfer special landing on here on Friday. And before that, on Thursday, there's another Football Ramble Guide To. Tell us what you thought of our first episode on Saturday, the Guide to Penalties, and suggest some topics for us.
How about that? We need the help, all the help we can get.
Come at us with your topics, everybody. The topics. Thank you very much for listening to today's Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network, of course. Thank you very much, Vish.
Thank you.
Thank you, PT.
Oh, I'd like to make it very clear that I don't know what Dean Saunders drank.
And thank you very much.
Just that he did.
Everybody. See you soon.
Cut it out now.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.